Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sahalis, Perik Yud Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Kona, Sha'al Gabi HaPesach, this person took a rod, a kona, and for whatever reason, when he comes into his house and he looks at his doorway, there's a rod on top of it. How high above the doorway? Sagt der Mishnah, for L'Gavaya Meya Am, even if the rod is a whopping 100 amois over the Pesach. You know what 100 amois is? About 200 feet. To try to give you an idea of how high this would be, the average measurement from floor to ceiling is anywhere between 8 and 10 feet. Let's say even 10 feet. You're talking about 200 feet high? That's like 20 floors high? That's how high up this kana is over the doorway. Zakta Mishnah, maybe a satoma kalshu. Maybe a satoma. If there is a piece of a mess underneath this rod, it becomes an oil. Toma will come into the house, and it doesn't make a difference how big the rod is, even if it's less than a square tefach. Yeah, but we learned in the previous Mishnah, says the Batanura, that if you have a ziz, like that ledge, an overhang, we said it'll only bring Toma into the house if it's 12 tefachim. A tefach is like the size of a fist. And if it's higher than 12 tefachim, it's no longer connected to the door. And here you're telling me that this kana, this rod, it's maybe a satoma, even if it's 100 amos higher than the doorway? So the Batanura explains, Bakana hechmiru mishum de metalto. Because the rod is movable, unlike the ziz that's connected mamish to the wall, we're more machmir. So how is this rod connected to the wall? Zakta Sidre Tara, it's not connected to the wall. He banged in two pegs into the wall, and he puts the rod over it, places the rod over the pegs. So you can very easily lift it off, put it back. Now, of course, if it's 100 amas high, either you do it from a window, you'll need a ladder. But it's very easily removed and put back. On the other hand, the ziz we were talking about, that's built into the wall. And if it is easily moved in and out, why should that make a difference? So the Liyoy Rabbi explains, if you take a look at the Mishnayos, it's on the side of the Mishnayos. Now one nice morning, he can decide to take the rod and put it right on top of the doorway. So the fact that right now it's higher up, that doesn't mean anything. And if he puts it mamish on top of the doorway, so it becomes part of the doorway. So then, of course, if there's tumah underneath it, we bring the tumah into the house. Being that that could happen, I have to be machmer even if it's high up. Al kulpanim divrei Rabbi Yeshua zi alt Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri aymer al yachmer zeh min aziz. Don't be machmer with this kana any more than you would with the ziz. If it's higher than 12 tefachim, it won't bring tumah into the house, meaning higher than 12 tefachim over the doorway. Higher than 12 tefachim, whether it's a ziz or a kana, we don't consider it connected to the doorway, and therefore, even if there's tumah underneath it, it won't bring the tumah into the house.